Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. All right, all right, all right. Welcome, everyone. We just want to welcome everyone that's tuned in tonight so far. My name is Elder Richard Lee Taylor IV. I will be your host tonight, as also well your speaker. And I just want to welcome all of our panel members that are on so far with us tonight. Minister Tolbert, Evangelist Stanton, Elder Bluett, Evangelist Bluett. Just want to say, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. And to everyone that is listening all over the world, we want to say thank you for tuning in tonight to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. And again, I will be your speaker tonight. And what we want to do is we want to have a kind of an open forum on some things tonight. And it may seem more like like Evangelist Stanton likes to say, just old couch talk, you know, and where we're just discussing some things, getting a better understanding on how things could be, how things should be according to the Word of God, and what we can expect moving forward in the future for those of us that love the Lord and that worship Him and praise Him and give Him all the glory and give all of our cares to Him. So, and that's kind of what we want to do tonight. I'm going to leave the floor open a lot tonight for our panel to chime in as to what they would like to say. I was talking to Elder Bluett on last night about possibly taking some calls tonight. How we're set up, I don't know how well that's going to go, so we probably won't do that until we can get a better setup where we can. Because I like to hear what people are thinking in terms of what we talk about, what we speak on, in terms of, you know, how they feel about it, what they think about it. And also, you know, so, but nevertheless, we just we want to move forward into the study tonight. And I'm just going to open up with a quick word of prayer. And then we're going to open the Bible study up. And at the end of the Bible study, if it's okay, I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Stanton and ask her if she would dismiss us at the end of the Bible study. Okay? So we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. And I hope everybody can hear me okay. I'm having a little trouble with my phone. So hope everybody can hear me. If you can't, Elder Bluett, Elder Oliver, if you can't hear me okay, just kind of jump in there right away and just let me know if you have a problem hearing me, you know. But anyway, I just want to thank everybody that's tuned in so far. And I just want to say, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your holy name. We exalt you tonight, for there is none greater, there is none wiser than who you are in our lives. And we just want to say thank you for those of us that are battling with health in our bodies. We want to say thank you for being there for us, for waking us up each and every day so that we can give you glory and give you honor. And we magnify for what you are doing in our families, in our children, regardless of how grown they may think they are at this point in their lives. I know a lot of us are dealing with kids that, you know, are doing grown-up stuff. And we just continue to pray that you continue to touch our children, watch over them as they move throughout this world and throughout this life. And we just want to say thank you on behalf of our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary, and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary, that you continue to touch their family, touch all of their children, and that you continue to be glorified in Zachary's life, Lord God, that you continue to touch their family and protect their family, Lord God. And everyone that's listening, Lord God, everyone that will tune in tonight, that you're touching in a supernatural way, super spiritual way, Lord God, that you touch their minds, their bodies, and their souls, Lord God, and that they be more encouraged after listening to the Bible study tonight to continue to press on in the things that you are calling them to do. And I encourage the panel to, and I pray that you will encourage the panel to continue to do what they're doing in support of the ministry and the Bible studies and all the other things that we have going on at Praise Tabernacle. And we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. So tonight, again, it might seem a little different, but I just want to let the panel know that what I'm expecting. And I really wish I had a way to take some calls tonight, because I would like to hear what the people out here in the streets are thinking about. Because what we want to talk about tonight is revelations of the occult, things that are going on in the world. And I know a lot of people are involved with the occult, and a lot of people don't think that there are occults. They just seem to, because the people that are leading these occults, they just make it seem so normal. They make it seem so matter of fact. But, you know, and the people that are getting involved with these occults don't understand the underlying things that go along with these occults and how mind controlling and manipulating that some of these occults can be. And they make it seem okay. And some of them even make it sound religious. And yeah, so when people say, are you a religious person? I kind of lean away from that and kind of say, no, I'm more of a godly, spiritual person in Jesus, you know, because you religion can be anything. You can make anything a religion. So I try to, you know, not get too involved with the word religion. Are you religious? You know, stuff like that. You know, it's so matter of fact. It's so, people are so used to saying it that it just seems natural. You know, and I think because of things that we're used to hearing, used to saying, that it sounds so matter of fact, and that we're really not paying attention to the effects that it has on the body of Christ and what it could be doing in the body of Christ. So those are kind of things that we want to cover tonight. Revelations of the occult. If you have to have a title, that's what you can use. Revelations of the occult. Okay, things that are going on, and you got a lot of people that are involved. And the number one occult that I'd like to talk about tonight before we get into any scriptures, you know, is Freemasonry. The Masons. Freemasonry are for the men, Eastern Stars are for the women. And you know, this could ruffle some feathers, and I hope it does. You know, masonry is not of God. And I really don't, I don't want to say I don't care what you think, but you can't make me believe that it is. And a lot of people use masonry, Freemasonry. You have white Freemasonry, you have black masonry, you have white Eastern Stars, black Eastern Stars. I mean, you just, and what it is, it's a way to manipulate and to trick people. And they even use religion as a foundation, you know, but it's a secret society within itself. And it's an occult. You know, you got these secret things that they do, secret things that you have to go through to get into it, whether you're a male or a female. And I remember one time, many, many years ago, Hold on, y'all. Some kind is coming over me. Just kind of bear with me. So that's what we want to go with tonight. You know, I have a few scriptures I like to cover. You know, some of it you may not think that it applies, but I do. And so, and I'm just going to ask the panel to, just to jump in whenever you feel like something you've been led to say or you know, would like to add, just jump right on in and add your comments, and you can move along with the Bible study as well. I don't have to say everything, you know, but and you can, whether, I don't care if it's Evangelist Stanley, Evangelist Bluette, Elder Bluette, you know, Elder Oliver, it don't matter. You know, we just can just keep moving right along, and everybody can just give their input and what they believe and what they think. But I don't have all the answers, you know, even though sometimes I like to think that I do. But, you know, I'm just going based on what I believe and my experiences with the occult, you know, and share with people that are coming up and what to recognize. Because the occult is so manipulative and so tricky that if we don't know or we don't pay attention, even as a person, a man, woman, or child, you could get caught up in it. And it's not of God. It's not of Jesus. So, would anybody like to add anything before we move on? No?
No, Elder. You go ahead and take us in. I guess we'll kind of follow along.
Okay. Well, let's go over to Psalms 2. For everybody that's listening over the airwaves, we want to go over to Psalms 2. This kind of build a foundation for where we want to go with this, you know. So we're going to go over to Psalms 2. Let's start with verse 1 and go into verse 2. And maybe go into 3. Or it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, and he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Did I say that right? Derision. Okay? So that's kind of an example of how, you know, when you're dealing with occults, how they try to divide, try to separate people that know better from the people that they feel like they could manipulate and get under their control. You know, whether it could be from husband to wife, mother and father to kids, you know, whatever kind of support that they could get. You know, you've heard of people, you know, like I guess his name was David Koresh. You know, was calling himself, I think, Jesus. Am I correct with that name? Do anybody remember him? David Koresh? That name sound familiar? You know, with over in Texas, where he had the occult, and he had the people over there living on his compound, you know, and they're doing all kinds of stuff, you know, and he's, you know, making it a religious thing, you know. And so if we have careful people, these are the kind of things that in the world still goes on in the world today. That, you know, whether it be just watching it on TV or you know, some kind of show or something that keeps us caught up in it and keeps us from Jesus, the real Jesus, and that keeps us from the anointing that destroys the yoke. You know, there are so many, I have so many examples, and I know we're not going to get into all of it tonight, but I have so many examples of the revelations of the occult. You know, there's an author named Bill Soberly, you know, and he wrote Lucifer Dethroned, you know, Masonry Beyond the Light, you know. And so if we don't understand what these occults are like, then and what they how they represent and basically how they work, it's hard to fight against it. Unless the Lord just give you a super anointing to go in and fight against these things, you know, and to keep them away from your house, to keep them away from your kids, you know, because how would you feel if your 20-year-old daughter or 20-year-old son come home and say, and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, and they come home and they're like, Mom and Dad, I'm a part of this group and I really like it, and blase, blase, and we do this, that, and the other, and you know, and you totally recognize it right away. How can we keep our kids away from these occults? And again, panel, you can jump right in at any time, and anything you would like to add, you can correct me on anything that I might misspeak. So feel free at any time if you'd like to add anything. Do anybody like to add anything right now?
Elder okay. Taylor, thank
yes.
you. Interesting topic on tonight. I don't know a lot about the different groups, but I do have family members. My grandfather was in one of those very common organizations, and then I have sisters that joined the same organization that my grandfather was in under the Eastern Stars.
Right.
And I would ask them questions, and they would not tell me a lot, but from what I did gather from them and the information that I did get is in those organizations, they do chants. They make
yeah.
vows. The chants and the vows that they make in the group as a society, and how they go through the organization to go to different levels, the things that they had to do. I don't know everything because they would not share that with me. But
right.
my question to them were, you know, I would say things like, but how does that contradict with your relationship with God? If you are making a vow to something that's not of God, isn't that contradictory? And, you know,
right.
a lot of times they just wouldn't even answer me. They would try to just stay away from that. And, you know, I'm listening to you right now, Boo. People like to feel like they're a part of something. And
right.
especially, you know, when you're vulnerable, when you're feeling all alone and somebody comes along and say, hey, we have a group that you can join, because, you know, you were talking about David Koresh. We have a group of people that you can join, that you can be a part of a family. And once you get into it, and then they say, okay, you see how much we love you. We see, you see how much we care for you. Now we want you to make a vow to us that you're going to stick with us, that you're going to be with us for as long as you live.
Right.
So special, you know, so sometimes that's what happens, you know, because you're vulnerable. You know, you're searching, you're looking, and that's why it's so important, especially as Christians, that we let our light shine, because
right.
there are people are looking to be a
right.
part of something.
Right.
And if we as Christians don't show the love and the joy and the peace of Christ, then who would want to be a part of that?
Absolutely.
You know, so we have to let our light shine. But like I said, my grandfather and my sisters, they're a part of that. You know, they have done chants. They have made vows. They would forever stick with them. And, you know, it concerns me still, and I pray for their deliverance, because I'm like, your soul belongs to Christ, not a part of this society, a part of this group, because that's not of God. The characteristics is not of God. And just saying a secret society itself, meaning you're holding secrets, that alone is like, okay, what's really going on here?
Right.
So very interesting topic on tonight, and thank you, and I'll leave it to the next panel member in case they have something they would like to say.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, and like you said, this is a way that people get involved with these occults, you know, because the occult members, they beget other members, as God gave us charge to do, you know, as we are to go out and bring the people in, not just a pastor, not just an evangelist,
right.
not just a teacher,
right.
not just a, you know, a prophet, but just a regular soul-winning person, is to go out and
right.
bring other people into the household of faith. You know, so that's how we're losing people with these occults, because they're going out and they're being busy. And they
right.
and they're talking about what they believe in. They're talking about what they like and so what they're doing is they're convincing other people, and they make it sound so good, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they and what they do is they target people that seems to be missing something in their life. They target people that, you know, that they know that has gone through something or going through something. And they're like, come over here. We can show you all this love. We can care for you. We can do X, Y, Z, you know. And that's how they get them in. And then once they get them in, they begin to speak into their mind and brainwash them, you know. And if they knew anything better, they try to push that out, you know. And if this person doesn't have any kind of support staff around them, you know, that care about them. You know how we care for each other, and we care for our families, and we love our families, and we try to teach them the ways of the Lord, you know, in spirit and in truth, you know, and
right.
let them know, thus says the Lord, this is what the Word says, this is what the Bible says about this, that, and the other, you know, and so that's what they do. But they push their own agenda in, and they make it sound so legit.
Mm-hmm.
Make it sound so, because I was like, if I didn't know any better, I would believe some of that stuff that I've heard. Because, you know, I preached a Eastern Star Lodge. And you would say, well, Taylor, why would you do that? Glad you asked. Because what I wanted to do is prove that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the power of God is more powerful than anything that an occult demonic force has power over. And I want to prove this not only to myself, but to the people that was going to be there. Because I went in, and again, this was an Eastern Star Lodge where it was women. You know, I had some men there too. It was mostly women. And I spoke Jesus. I preached Jesus. I taught Jesus. And I spoke against the demonic forces that control organizations like the Eastern Stars. And these women were happy. They was clapping their hands. And, you know, I don't know if it was just for show or for what. But I asked the Lord to cover me in his anointing and to keep every demonic force, because I felt a demonic force when I walked into the lodge all around it. And see, demons are, they're not dumb. They're very smart. They know how to manipulate. They know how to control. They have power. And if we don't use the power of the Holy Ghost within us to discern things and to recognize what's going on and what's not of God, we can fall subject. That's why it's important to stay in your word, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost that gives you power to acknowledge the word, to teach the word, to preach the word, in spirit, most importantly, in spirit and in truth. So when we hear things about occults, you know, we know how to pray against it and how people, and when you talk to somebody that's in an occult, you know, we have to be wise. You don't run them away, you know, and kind of draw them more to the Lord and away from what they've been taught. And there's so many occults all over this world, not just here in the United States, but everywhere. Everywhere, you know. So people, a lot of times, people would normally like to live by a lie than what they know the truth to be. Then what they know the truth to even be. Would anybody like to add anything? I know this is a little unusual tonight, but I just feel led in the spirit to let people know, because there could be some people that has been listening to us, listening to the Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, and that could be involved in some kind of a cult, because what they do is they use religion as part of it to help draw you in and make you think that, you know, we're religious people, so we're okay. No, religious people are not okay.
Elder Taylor, I just want to say something. I don't know a lot about like that, but I had my brother that's a year older than me. We got saved together, baptized together. He's a Mason. And me and my brother are close. We talk every day. And he swears to me there's nothing no different than Mason. I don't believe all of that because I said he's a Mason. And he tells me that there's no different than being a Mason than like being in your local Boy Scouts. But there are some things that he had to do. He wouldn't share them with me. I don't get into it with him because there's certain things I just don't agree with. My spirit don't fit well with it. But you have a lot of people in the church because they have lack of word. They don't know the word. They don't know how to unrightly divide the word. So when they hear a group of people say something, it's very easily to go that way because it sounds good. Because they do come from the Bible in some area. That's why you got to be very careful with who you surround yourself with and what you listen to. And it's like they got these Christian yoga groups now. Now, I don't know a lot about the yoga. I don't know a lot about it. It just, spiritually to me, it just don't sit well with me. But when you listen to these people that does it, is a part of it, and that sage their house, these are people who are love the Lord, saved, go to church, but they don't really study the word. And when you don't study it,
right.
it's kind of hard
right.
to deter them from what they're believing. It's just like, okay, well,
right.
the church could be considered a cult if you think about it. So it's very a slippery slope, and you just got to be careful. And you just got to be careful with what you do, because now you have so many different groups going on, you don't know what you're involved in. The Christian yoga is the one I just, you know, there's a few people in my family that's part of Christian yoga. I don't know nothing about that. But it just doesn't sit well with my, and it goes right
yeah.
to being a Muslim, because if you can be a Muslim, they preach Jesus. You know, they use scriptures. And some people are just one step away from being a Muslim. And if you don't get into a good Bible study and learn the word for yourself, you're liable to make bad decisions. And that's pretty much all
yep.
I got to say on that.
Hey, Elder Taylor.
Yes, sir.
So for the sake of Bible study,
okay,
we got a lot of comments, you know, and personal views going on right now. But for the sake of Bible study and studying the Word of God, what it says about cults, there, you know, there are tons of scripture about cults in the King James Version. You know, so like just for instance, just one, Second John, at verse 1. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a
right.
deceiver and an antichrist. So let's use scripture to back up what you're talking about as far as cults, and do it that way for the sake of this, you know, not putting off what we're talking about now, commenting about, but for the sake of study. Let's use scripture and what God says about cults. If you don't mind. And then there's one more, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, where it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world, you know. And David Koresh, and what, you know, what you had mentioned earlier, considered that in that situation. And then one more, Leviticus 19 and 31, Guard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So it's good for the sake of Bible study. People need to understand that it's written in the Bible, and not just from, you know, us or anybody else comment about what it says about cults. So this is a very, very, not a difficult subject, but needs to be a very careful subject. So that's all I have.
Elder Blewett, that was very good, sir, and I appreciate that input. Like I said, you know, I don't know all the answers, you know, and so the information that you just gave, very important as a panel member. And I appreciate that, you know. And you said that was 1 John. The first scripture you gave was 1 John, the second chapter?
First one was 2 John. 2 John. Yeah, 1. 2 John 1, all the way from verse 7 through 11. I gave you the first part of it. But it talks about cults. It talks about false religion. These scriptures I have talk about, you know, people believing what's not. Talks about Jews that came in after Paul set up the churches. Other Jews would come in and give false gospels, you know, which Paul said there is not another gospel. So, yeah, and you know, people are doing that today. And we all know that, you know, you can come in and teach the word of God, preach the word of God. Somebody can leave church, you know, Monday or even at Sunday you know, be influenced by somebody else that says it or more influential or, you know, more slicker than people believe. So, you know, so let's back it up with the Word of God on scriptures and cults, you know, because commentary can be slick too.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying.
Right. I mean, you're straight. I mean, you good with me, man. You said that was 2 John, the first chapter?
Yes, sir.
Verse
7
through 11?
Yes, sir.
2 John. I'm going slow because I want people to get it. 2 John, the first chapter. Verses 7 through 11.
And then also, while everybody's looking for that, we can go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring a damnable hearsays, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So there are many scriptures about folks and people that go against the Word of God and try to bring their own explanation of how things should be.
Right.
So, yeah, we just got to be very, very, very careful here.
And you said that was 1 Peter?
That one was 2 Peter 2 and 1. The first one was 2. Yeah, the first one was 2 John, chapter 1, verse 7. So not to interrupt what you're teaching, but to give the list, you know, something that they can refer to, what God says about cults or what people say that's against the Word of God. And there's scripture to back it up, you know, who these people are, what they represent, and they're named as Antichrist, not believing in the Word of God. So, yeah, this is very, very, very this tip torn here. So the scripture would back it up, though, sir.
Right. So you said that was 2 Peter verse 1. I mean, Second Peter
chapter 2 verse 1.
Chapter 2, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Hope people are writing these down, because I am. And that's why we have the panel that we have, so we can get good information like we just got from our own Elder Bluette. This is why we do what we do, so people can get an understanding as to why we teach Bible study the way that we do. Because we want everybody to get delivered. And we want everybody to stay delivered once they get delivered from whatever it is that will have you bound. And like Elder Bluette just gave us some solid, good information on the scriptures that we can use to fight against the occult. And even in our day-to-day prayer life, we could pray against the occults that are going on in the world today with Freemasonry, the Eastern Stars, Illuminati, all these other different occults that are drawing people in and brainwashing them, keeping them away from God, keeping them away from Jesus. And that's how the enemy operates. And he could be very subtle, manipulating people, and they think they're okay. And why do they think they're okay? Because they don't have a spirit operating on the inside of them that would tell them that's not right, that we're not set right in their spirit, man, their Holy Spirit. Not just any spirit, but the Holy Spirit would not identify with what they see or what they hear. So that's why we have to understand that, you know, we have to get people to know. So those scriptures that he gave us, 2 John, 1st chapter, verses 7 through 11, 2 Peter, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Those are good scriptures. And if I can I read those? Okay, I'm going to go to 2 John first. Would anybody like to add anything as I move to 2 John? Thank you, Elder Bluette. That's good stuff, brother. Okay. 2 John. You said the first chapter, right, Elder Bluette?
Yeah, first chapter, 7 through 11.
7 through 11, yes, right. That's what I got. And it reads, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." You know, and the word antichrist just means against Christ. So it doesn't mean that it's the great deceiver that's going, everybody believes that's going to come towards the end of the world, you know, at the end times and stuff like that. But anybody that's against Christ is an antichrist. Anti is against. So we just want to get an understanding. I lost my place. Hold on. Verse 8. "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought or worked for, but that we receive a full reward. We can't let anything take our reward of Jesus Christ away from us. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, have not God, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he both has the Father and the Son." Verse 9. "Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, have not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Because remember, Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father that sent me. Right? Is that correct? Verse 10. "If there come any unto you and bring not the doctrine," this is good right here, "receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed." Verse 11, the last verse. "For he that abideth him, God speed is partaker of the evil deeds." I think that sums it up right there. Thank you, Elder Bluette, for that. Because I sure didn't have that scripture written down. You know, I believe, you know, it's getting closer, closing time on the Bible study. So I think that kind of sums it up right there, people. You know,
Let's get us one more scripture or two. 1 Timothy 4:1. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Right? And Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart," meaning our hearts, "that God knows what's in hearts. And we will have no excuse when we appear before him in the last day. We will have no excuse that we can say that's going to change his mindset that what comes out of our minds to say. For God is a discerner of the heart and already knows before we speak.
Right.
So going forward today, if we can do better, we have to do it.
Amen. Amen. Very, very good. I don't know what else to add to that. Very good, Elder Bluette. Very, very good, sir. I really appreciate that input because it's so helpful sharing. You know, we believe and what we know is right. Just giving us those scriptures, just sharing those scriptures with us and with everybody that's listening tonight. You know, very, very good, you know, because this is what we need, people. And this is how we get stronger and build each other up in the spirit of God, in the spirit of Jesus Christ, by sharing good, workable, knowledgeable, true word. This is how we get better each and every day. We can go back. And I hope everybody that's listening, I hope you wrote these scriptures down. We can go back like I did. Go back and follow up again. Go back and read it again and again and again. So we're so heavy in your spirit, your Holy Spirit, man. It just becomes like second nature to you in your life, in your everyday, day-to-day walk. You know, would anybody else from the panel like to add anything before we get ready to close out?
Elder, I would like to add two scriptures that I think Elder Bluette said, which was First John chapter 4,
right.
Verse 1, 1 John mm-hmm. chapter 4, verse 1, which says, "Beloved, believeth not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So he gave us 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, and then Leviticus. Chapter 19, verse 31. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God."
And that was Leviticus.
Thank you, Elder.
What?
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31.
And the other one was 1 John chapter?
Chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1.
See, this is good stuff. Yeah, and this is what I'm talking about. This is why we have this excellent panel of preachers, evangelists, prophets, teachers on our panel. Great stuff, everybody. I really appreciate your input, and because it has not only helped me, and you know, I like to think I'm a veteran in this by now, but we all need help because the enemy is going to challenge us on whatever level we think we are on, any chance he gives. And right now, he's challenging me with my help. Because I really haven't really been sick in my whole life, in 55 years of my whole life until this past year or so. So I have to learn how to fight even in a weakened state. And that's something I never had to do. And so he knows how to attack us. But we have to recognize that he knows, so that we can prepare through the Word, through the Holy Ghost, you know. And we have to recognize what's not of him was not of Jesus. And how subliminally the enemy could come in. You know, and these scriptures are so great. I am so glad you guys gave some of these scriptures along with the scriptures that I have to use so that our listeners can go back and follow up. So I really appreciate that to our parents.
One more, Elder.
Okay.
One more for everybody that's writing these down. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 17. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 17.
Yeah, I think I had that written down already.
Yes, sir. Matthew 7, verse 15 through 17 reads, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." So we don't necessarily have to listen and believe in another person. We can watch that person and see what their life produces, what's around them, what they entertain. Those would be the fruits of their labor. To be careful. And smooth talk, we have to be careful. Even when a preacher is hard preaching, and I love hard preaching, but you have to listen to the words.
Absolutely.
If you think like the word of God said, it says, have to be careful. Because many look good. There are many, and to a man, there are many good-looking women out there.
Right.
But inwardly, they are ravening wolves, I promise you. And the same thing for a woman when she sees a nice-looking man. Is it worth it to die an eternal death in hell? Is it worth it? Is the grass truly green on the other side where you're hearing a lot of conversation? Be careful what goes into your ear. Be careful what goes into your heart. Be careful. Walk lightly right now because it's the end times. And the end times started when Jesus rose from the grave. That's when the end times started.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right, Elder Duet. Good stuff again, sir. There's a scripture here that I wanted to read. I lost it. Hold on for a second. Oh, okay, here it is. I'm going to end the service or the Bible study with this right here. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." That's one scripture I really like.
That came from
chapter 7, verse 21, Matthew. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven." So we want to recognize that as well. And again, I think everyone that's given their input on the panel, that's been praying throughout the service, I appreciate your help so much. You don't understand how much I appreciate and love each and every one that's on the panel of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. And I pray that everybody that's been listening tonight and previous Tuesdays have gotten a good word from the Lord through one of our speakers, through one of our panel members. And I pray that you're using it and you're coming back and revisiting the Bible studies. and all the other different services that we have. So I just want to encourage everyone and let you know that Jesus is the way and the only way. And I don't care what anybody else believes or says, that's what I believe. And I encourage you to believe the same thing according to the word of God. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we have to understand that to be true. Know that your strength and health comes through the Lord. Your physical strength, your mental strength. If it's his will, it shall be done. Know that to be a true statement. So I just want to encourage all of our listeners tonight to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. And I'm going to end this with, I know we kind of passed time a little bit. I'm going to ask Evangelist, who said they were going to close us out tonight?
Evangelist Stanton.
Okay, Evangelist Stanton. Oh, that's right. Can you expound on any emails? Have we received any emails lately?
We have not, sir.
Okay. All right. Can you let the people know about the emails before you get into prayer and dismiss us, please?
Yes, sir, I can. Does anyone on the panel have anything to say before I go into that and get ready to dismiss us?
Oh, great job tonight, everybody. Yeah, great job. Great job, Elder Taylor. Great job, man. Just if everybody would take and read those scriptures and go in depth with them, do the reference even – do the reference off of those scriptures also, just to get a full understanding of people that that form cults or people that have in their own groups believe a certain thing against the word of God. Be careful. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. We can't make you be careful. I'm just asking you to just be careful. Be careful.
Thank you, sir.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Taylor, for bringing such a thought-provoking Bible study on tonight. And thank you, Elder Blewett, also for reminding us when we have a question or when we have a topic, the best thing to do is go into the Word of God, because that's going to give you the best answer. So I thank you both for that reminder on tonight that if you are dealing with something, or if a family member is going through something, or if there's something that comes up in your life, seek the Word of God, because there is no topic that is not covered in the Bible. You know, you can get opinion from people, but best wisdom, the best knowledge, the best understanding comes from the Word of God. So we thank you for that tonight. I know I certainly am going to take these scriptures, read them and study them, and educate myself even more in this Bible study on tonight. And I appreciate everyone for their comments. I would like to say that our email address is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, under the sound of my voice, that email is for any prayer request, any testimonies, any topic that you would like for the panel to cover. You can send us an email. You don't have to worry about us revealing who you are, what kind of question you have, anything. We will research it in the Word of God and give you what thus saith the Lord God Almighty. So feel free for testimonies, prayer requests, just to say hello, just to say I need prayer, just thinking about you, anything that you need, just send it to that email at PTC, that is Praise Tabernacle Church, PTC, for F-O-R, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, at gmail.com. We also would like to remind you, of course, we have our Monday night D&K Bible break at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. You guys have got to listen to D&K. It is very educational, very fun. It's a different perspective in the Word of God. And also just kind of mix some chaos with it. And then we have, of course, our Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Thursday night, we have Omar, Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministry at 7 p.m. And then Sunday morning, we have Live at the Tabernacle, Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook and Live at the Tabernacle in Lawrenceville, Georgia. If you do want our address, send us an email and we'll send you the address. We pray that everybody have a great week. Our Great Commission reads as this, and then I'll end in prayer. Our Great Commission says in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world." Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the lesson on tonight. We pray for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Teach us how to pray for our family members who have decided to get into a secret society. Teach us how to pray for those that we love and care about. For give us the word to give to them, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would protect the word in our lives, God, that we can share it with others. Let our light so shine that you would be seen, that it's all about you, God. It's not about us. We will lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you. Let us go, therefore, Father God, with your word. Let us go, therefore, with your love and your forgiveness. Let us go, therefore, with your peace and your joy in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that everyone have a great and wonderful evening and have an awesome rest of the week. Trust in God. Let him order your footsteps in the word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you all and have a great rest of your evening. Good night.